that I've come to preach this. But Brother Philip, this is bigger in me this morning than this is. So all I know to do is follow the Lord because He runs the church. He knows what we need. Aren't you glad you can go to a church where it's not run by a group? God can move and minister the way that He sees fit. The book of Acts, chapter number 2. I guess maybe this is so big in my heart of what I've been through this week. I've seen a lot of hurting people. Been in a different church this week that where service was held, and I seen a family. This may be a little unusual to some of you, but I hope some things I can say you'll take to heart. As I looked at Brother Harville as his crossing, had a very hard finish, a lot of pain. Cancer had left his body, went into his brain. And he was 87 years old. Family had a very tough time, but I seen something in this family that I was so grateful for, and that was the love of their people. If there's anything that we're missing in the local church, is the love for, first of all, our Savior. If it wasn't for Christ, we'd have no hope this morning. If you took a survey, polled America, they'd tell you there are many roads to heaven, but this Bible says there's one. He's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I looked at our camp meeting Wednesday night, and my heart was filled to see people that would come and fill that tabernacle of this church, folks. And I want to commend you for coming. We need each other. We've got to keep our church going in the right direction. There's young families coming along that hopefully the torch will be passed to them and they can continue in the old paths of the Lord. As I got to looking at that family as they ministered to one another, some of you, I pastor some of the greatest people in the country, and I say that everywhere because I believe that. If I didn't believe that, I wouldn't say it. I seen a lady there that had been married, I think, 60-something years. And she would just put her head there on the bed and hold his hand. And I got to thinking of all the days they'd spent together and how good God had been to them. And then I look at our church this morning. I see young families. I'm grateful for that. I see older families. But it's one thing we all have in common, and that's Christ. We've all experienced some hard past, some hard times. People have left us. God's called them home. Some have turned their back on you. They've walked off that you thought they never would. But with all of that said this morning, there's somebody that's still living and somebody that's still your friend, and He's the Lord Jesus this morning. Put your eyes on Jesus. You know, down here, if you look at people, you're going to be let down. But if you'll keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Brother Dalton, I prayed for you this morning as a young preacher that God would use you mightily. I prayed for little Nicholas today that God would use him mightily. You don't see many young preachers being called into the ministry. And I got to thinking and looking here in the book of Acts, and these ladies are going to come sing in a minute, and I'm going to ask you to do something, but I want you to notice here that there's a man that comes on the pages of our Bible after Pentecost. His name is Peter. Simon Peter, the one that seemed like so hard to train. Seemed like it was so hard for Peter to become broken. God had to school him. And as nearly every camp meeting message that came through that tabernacle this week, it was on brokenness and wounds and scars. But God's not allowed that for nothing. God has allowed that we may grow in Him and be seasoned and to help one another. Peter was a man's man. He's a fisherman. The Lord saved him. You remember Peter said these words. He said, "Lord, I'll never deny you. I'll never forsake you." The Lord told him, he said, "Peter, you don't know yourself. I know you better than you do." He said, "Before the cock crows, you're going to deny me thrice." Peter said, "Lord, there's no way that's going to happen to me." Well, you know something? Peter failed. He denied the Lord. He began cursing. The Bible said he was hanging out around the wrong fire. That always brings problems when you're hanging around the wrong people and the wrong fire. I want to mention this while I'm preaching. I went to a ball game here Saturday night down in Bowden, the homecoming. And the music that they play, no wonder our young people are headed toward the ditch. Well, they're playing rap music and things that you can't even understand. I mean, our total culture has gotten so bizarre. God never intended for that to come into His church. He said, "Be ye separate. Come out from among them. We're not better than nobody else, but we're different people. We're washed in the blood. We know who our Savior is. We know where we're going. Thank God, Brother David, we're going to cross the river. There'll be no more heartaches, no more pains, no more tears. There'll be no more goodbyes yonder in Glory Land world. My heart is on fire for our community and our church, that God would give me what we need, and I'd stand and preach without apology. I'd preach the Word of God, not my opinion or my views, but what we need to hear out of this book." And I appreciate the people of God that want to have a church in the old-fashioned way. We ought to be so concerned about our culture, our families. We ought to be so concerned about Christians. And I'm going to tell you, there's a God that sent His Son to die for me and you. And anything that's happened to any of us, it's not by accident this morning. God has had a reason. So, here in the book of Acts, we take a look at Peter. The Bible said that in Acts 2:14, he was standing up with the 11. Thank God we've got some people to stand with this morning. You may think that you're all alone, but you're not all alone. There's still some good people in this country. There's still some good kids in this nation. And young kids, I want to encourage you to pick you out a hero that loves God and follows God, walks with God. And there's some great young people. Our church has them, and I'm thankful for them. But you know, with those young people come a mom and daddy that make them out to be good young people. And mom and daddies, I commend you for knowing where your children are, where they're going, what they're looking at, and what they're listening to. It does matter. It does matter. So Peter, standing up, look what he does. He lifts up his voice. I'm glad there's still some men that'll lift up their voice for the Lord Jesus. So he preaches. There are several thousand that get saved right after Pentecost. And verse 37 said, "When they heard this, they was pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Peter said unto them," here's a key word, "repent." Turn from your sins. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." I'm glad the Holy Ghost lives in us. He makes something new out of us. We're sealed by the Holy Ghost. The day you and I accepted Christ and we were born from above, the Spirit of God came to live inside of us. That's why we don't need anybody telling us when we fail. The God that lives in me and you will tell us when we fail. So the promise, watch this, young people, for the promise, young families, watch this, for the promise is to you and your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. With many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." Then they that gladly received His word were baptized. The same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Could you imagine being in this church? God begins to move. It's just a very small crowd. But all of a sudden, God adds unto this flock 3,000 people. Now I want you to look the next 4 or 5 verses, what they did. It's very important. I think it's a great pattern for any local New Testament church in this day and this hour, because this Bible's not out of date. Will you agree with me this morning? Watch this. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Doctrine's very important. It teaches us who we are. Teaches us who He is and why we believe this way. Bible doctrine is so important this morning. They continued steadfastly. Church meant something to these people. The Word of God meant something to these people. You know, I have favorite preachers and some preachers. It's not my favorite. But I'm going to give you a little nugget to help your life. If you'll still come and listen to them, it'll still be the Word of God, and God will speak to you into your heart. So they continued. Watch this, doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread. And Brother Lee, I like this. I thank you and Brother Vince often with these words. And prayers. Thank the Lord for people that pray. Have you prayed this morning before you come to church? Have you prayed this week? Fear came on every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. We know the gifts of the apostles are gone, but God's still on the throne. A man does not have a gift of healing today, but God's still in the healing business. If these men that said that they had these healing gifts, if it were true, you would see a line from here to California. But God's still in the healing business. Watch this, verse 44. And all that believed, here's an essential key, they was together. They were together and they had all things common. Their problems was common. Anybody here don't have problems? Anybody here don't have issues? Well, I'm not going to go to that church because so-and-so's got issues. What about them issues that you've got up in you this morning? You're just trying to justify being sorry. But this morning, they had all things common. You young parents, I want to tell you today, it may be a burden to you that your little children are running around. They get on your nerves a lot. They're on your toes. But you wait till they get on your heart. Wait till they get on your heart. Had all things common. Who are we to point out somebody else's children? We got plenty to see about down at our house. Had all things come. And then I want to say something to you young families. Not only when you have children, you wait till you get them grandbabies. And then you're going to see places in your heart you thought could never be touched. This morning, we're so blessed to have each other. Do you see that? They were together. Had all things common. We live in the most busiest time that I've ever pastored. People working from daylight and dark. You know, if the devil can't make you bad, you know what he'll do? He'll make you real busy. But they were together and they had all things common. We need unity in our church. We need to love one another and help one another. Many do, but I could work on that myself. They were together. They had all things common. Then they sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. I want to say something right here this morning. God has blessed us that we may bless others and be a blessing. There was a young child at a place not long ago. She's in the second grade. Me and Renee was there. A young preacher came in, him and his wife, just getting started. And the Lord nudged me to do something. I handed this young man something and this little girl seen it. I had no idea she was watching. It was a private conversation, but she was watching. She asked me, she said, why did you do that? I said, well, let me teach you this example. I want to sit down and teach you something. I said, you see that lady over there that's my wife? God has so blessed us. And God has blessed us that we may be a blessing to others. And I said, honey, this little family don't have much, and God nudged my heart to help them. Jesus said, give and it shall be given. That's what He said. And I said, in return, the Lord blesses my family. So it is with any church. You always remember this. As the church blesses God's people and other people, God in turn blesses that church. It's a formula all through our Bible that has to exist. It doesn't work. Give and it shall be given. Our church is done such a great job in missions and giving and helping God's people. In return, the Lord has emptied the baskets from heaven in this place and on this property because we stayed with the formula of the Bible, helping other people. So they had all things together. All things were common. Let me tell you something. You may think that you're by yourself, but there's other families here struggling with similar struggles. I wish I could have seen this 30 years ago in preaching. I could have helped so many more people than what I did. Instead of throwing people on the bus and being done with people, just showing grace and love and mercy. Now, I want to say something to our church this morning. God has allowed things to happen in our church that now you can minister in ways that you never could before. You know, I've never done any roofing. I know it's a hard job. I pull up in the driveway and I see these roofers, Brother Troy, on top of these buildings. There's no way I can tell them how to do that because I've never done it. But many of you've been in different places, so we ought to learn that God has allowed that to happen to grow us and teach us and help us, that only that experience would help us to help others. Others. Ministry is about others, isn't it? It's not about me or about you. It's not about who gets to sing or preach or play. It's about Jesus and lifting Him up. Had all things common. You may think it's strange, but it's not strange. People face many different colored problems. Then watch this. They continue in daily with one accord in the temple. Church meant something to these people. Does church mean anything to you? Church ought to be our life. Christ ought to be the center of our homes. Church ought to not be something that we do if we don't have anything else better to do. You young people, I want to encourage you, drive a post down in your home. Let Christ be the center, and everything you do must go around that post as Christ the center of your home. God has given us these blessings not to take us from Him, but to bring us to Him and be appreciative. We need each other, don't we? They continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They'd eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Verse 47, this is what I love about our church. Praising God. Having favor with all the people. Watch this. Look what the Lord does. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Salvation is of the Lord. A man is to preach the gospel. The Spirit of God deals with hearts. But only God can save you this morning. The Lord added to that church daily such as should be saved. I want to remind our church, when new families come, be sure you get by to see them. This may surprise some of you, and it may not surprise some of you, but I'm surprised. Brother Philip, I'm surprised at some places that I go and sit. People look at me, well, what are you doing here? You're not one of us. You know, people's only going to come back if they feel welcome. Aren't you glad people was glad to see you here this morning? I have us to stand many times and welcome people, and I mean that. People ought to feel like they're welcome to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. These ladies are going to sing. Can y'all get that together? It's just us. But as they was over there a while ago in a song, I got thinking about how we need each other. Young families, it's going to be so important when hard times come to your house, that you're going to have some brother and sisters in Christ that you can call and they'll pray with you and love on you. You know, you men that's in the prayer room, nearly every Sunday morning, there's no put on there. You've seen me low, you've seen me in the high. You seen me when I was troubled, and you wouldn't judge me. You'd have said, "Preacher, I'm praying for you, and I want to help you." May God put that in all of our heart this morning. You look around here. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people gone today. But there's a lot of people here. We need each other. And you young families, I know it was hard getting them babies getting ready this morning. I know that. Understand that. Me and Renee's done that. I get it. But if you'll just put forth the effort, God will bless you in ways you thought you could never be blessed. These ladies are going to sing. This is what I want to